chapter 10, verse 12. Kathamadiya Jushamana Priyastam Avesha Mahamatmani Santamekam Sarvesu Bhuteshu Dhegnya Misham Yajasva Yogyanacha Kama Hinvan. It does not matter that you are in the material world. You should always continuously hear the instructions and messages given by me and always be absorbed in thought of me. For I am the super soul existing in the core of everyone's heart. Therefore, give fruity activities and worship me. It does not matter, that you are in the material world. You should always continuously hear the instructions and messages given by me. And always be absorbed.
Thought of me.
For I am the super soul.
Existing
in the core of everyone's heart.
Therefore,
give fruit activities.
Worship me.
Purport. When a devotee becomes materially opulent, one should not think that he is enjoying the results of his fruitive activities. Birthday, na? Today is your birthday. So everybody will say Hare Krishna mantra for her. Blessings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Ram. From the room, I will give you some special.
I will come on. She has to go exam. Later, I will leave her. That's it.
A devotee in this material world uses all material opulence for the service of the Lord. Because he is planning how to serve the Lord with his opulences, as added by the Lord himself. Whatever material opulence is within his possession, he engages to expand the glories and service of the Lord. A devotee never performs any fruitive or ritualistic ceremony to enjoy the results of such karma. Rather, a devotee knows that karmakanda is meant for the less intelligent man. Narottama Das Thakur says in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, karmakanda, jnanakanda, kevala vishara bhanda. Both karmakanda and jnanakanda, fruitive activities and speculation about the Supreme Lord, are like pots of poison. One who is attracted to karmakanda and jnanakanda spoils his existence as a human being. Therefore, a devotee is never interested in karmakanda or jnanakanda, but is simply interested in favorable service to the Lord, anukulyana krishnanusilanam, or cultivation of spiritual activities in devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadhi Gaurava Sarva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is an instruction by Lord Narasimhadev to Prahlad Maharaj and to all of us. So Prahlad Maharaj, he has already rejected. When the Lord wants to give benedictions, he rejected. I am born in demonic family. I have a tendency to be deviated by sense gratification, and sense gratification is not the business of the spiritual entity. So we have this material body because we have material desires. We have this material body because we have certain karmic reactions which we have to undergo. Now we should know how to put stop. How to put stop to action and reaction of material activities, which are also called fruitive activities. Material activities or fruitive activities means meant for pleasing your body or extended sense gratification, pleasing the bodies of your so-called near and dear ones. Like a mother may sacrifice her everything for the children, but that is also sense gratification, because there is no Krishna consciousness. And there may be philanthropic people, they may not be just providing for their kids, they may be providing to mothers of many other kids. That is also sense gratification, because he is doing what pleases him. Oftentimes we hear people say they don't care for the instructions of the Lord in the scriptures. Everybody, people are very independent. People, they think it is their money and they will spend it according to their satisfaction. And that's why in this world, so many kinds of charitable activities are going on, but neither the provider nor the benefactor, they are making happy about that. Yesterday we had an appointment with Vemireddy Prabhakar Reddy, and he said, "I am right now 6,000 crores business. 6,000 crores business. And I cannot get back because Krishna has, he did not say Krishna, God. God has given me the opportunity to make money, which not everyone will get. And I got the opportunity. And I accepted it. Now I have to work. I may not personally work, but I have to supervise, I have to manage. So he is very restless, irritable. So basically he doesn't know what is what. Saying Krishna has given me, that is true, but Krishna has also given me some instructions to follow. So we should always that means first you should know how to do work in this world. Ignyardat karmano annatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadardham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. If you think Krishna has given you 6,000 crore business, so it is your business or Krishna's business? If Krishna has given you business, that is Krishna's business. And while following Krishna's instructions, he should work on his behalf. This is the Bhagavad Gita sloka, Mamanusmara Idhata. You follow my instructions and fight. Krishna wanted Arjuna to kill Karna in an unrighteous way. Then Arjuna cannot talk of morality. Your business is follow the instructions of Krishna and fight. So Krishna tested. Krishna tests everybody. So the point is, we should know we are here for a short term. We are not here forever. Is that right? How many years you live in this world? How many years you will live in this world? How many years you want to live in this world? Krishna. How many years you will live, or how many years you would like to live? No, it is said at the most you will live for 100 years. You want to live, otherwise why you come? But maximum you can stay for 100 years. Nothing more. But if the option is given to you, just put aside 100 years. How many years you want to live? You want to live forever, obviously. We all want to live forever. So now, we have to utilize our 80 years of life to realize our dream of living forever. So that is called spiritual life. Spiritual life is, you don't want to die, but your maximum duration of 8 years of life, but there is a chance. If you can utilize this 80 years to live spiritually, that means to render service to the Lord. Hiranyakasipu wanted to live forever, but he had to die an untimely death. Prahlad Maharaj, he had no demands. I want to live this long, that long. I want to serve the Lord. And then he got one manvantara duration. And then eternal life, both. During Prahlad Maharaj's time, people were living only 1 lakh years. Manvantara is not just 1 lakh. It is 71 times Divya Yuga. 71 times 1,000 Divya Yugas. Because one day of Brahma. So Kalpa is the lifespan of Brahma. And that Kalpa, there are 100 years. And in 100 years, 365 days, and that one day, there are 12 hours night and 12 hours daytime, and 12 hours of Brahma is 1,000 Divya Yugas. So, in one day of Brahma, 14 manus, so 1000 by 14, that is one life of Manu. So there is 71. Divya Yugas. That long. So Prahlad was not meant to live that long actually. But Narasimhadev, he made an exception. You live for one manvantara. It's like a punishment. It's not a reward. Although Prahlad, they live for manvantara, he is not going to suffer from old age or disease. As soon as you enjoy our life, our body becomes weak. If the people who live a disciplined life, their body will be in good condition almost to the end of the life. But people who abuse their bodies, people who misuse their bodies, then they will have a hellish time. They will have a difficult time because they have violated the laws of nature. So human life, it is meant for Brahma Jignasa. Because human life is very evolved life. Like sparrows are enjoying, or pigeons are enjoying sex 50-60 times a day. Monkeys also, dogs. But they are not so much affected because their bodies are made only for sense gratification. Is our body made for sense gratification? Human body. Now immediately you will see the effects. As soon as you have sense gratification, you overeat. While eating it's good, for about 10 minutes it's good. But the drag will be for 6 hours, you'll have a heavy stomach. 10 minutes and 6 hours punishment. So like anything, you know, any sense enjoyment you take, you oversleep, hangover. Hangover means you cannot, your mind cannot be active. A human being is meant to enjoy at the most one time in a year sex life. One time maximum. But because people don't practice spiritual life, people don't know spiritual life, they are victimized by the bombardment of sense gratification that has become a commonplace everywhere. So people are becoming victims. The result is that at a very young age, unheard. Generally, if engaged, you are sick. That means, what is life going to be? That means, you may say, oh, I did not have any sense gratification. You are saying sense gratification, and the body becomes weakened. You are born out of sense gratification, number one. And the living conditions are simply the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the kind of activities you have, they are all not conducive for spiritual life. When you say eat food, it implies not stale food. It implies food in the mode of goodness. Is that right? When you say you should eat nicely. But it has many clauses added to that. Not that junk food, not that any amount, not that any number of times. So Prahlad Maharaj the whole thing is if you know how to work in this world it does not matter that you are in the material world you should always be absorbed in the thought of me. So it is not in our program. It is not in our program. Maybe if you are born a pure devotee, your body may not harass you, your body may not disturb you, your body may not deviate you from devotional service. You are a very fortunate person. You have come to the penultimate life, that means now you are ready to go. If anybody has a mind and a body which encourages him to render devotional service, that means he is a liberated soul. But we are always caught up in conflict. Mind and body are demanding something, but this scriptural instructions, Guru's instructions are something else. So there is a lot of, our energies are dissipated. Whenever your mind is not in unison, then how can you focus? That's why we chant Hare Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna because we don't want our body and mind to desire or demand anything other than service and glorification of the Lord. That's what he said. Continuously hear the instructions and messages given by me and always be absorbed in the thought of me and give up fruitive activities and worship me. So people are thinking, making more money and serving others. People have many ideas like that. But actually, we are misled. We are mistaken because there is no spiritual life. Human life means spiritual life. Then everything spiritualized. Like somebody gave you these chocolates. Okay, we don't want to hurt him. Take it, give it away to somebody. Is that right? So like that. When something comes, all right, offer it to Krishna. Offer it to your superiors. Try to please them. And when they give it back to you, so we should not be worried about our sense gratification. Be assured that Krishna is taking care of you, but you follow the maryada, etiquette. Suppose something nice comes, just you want to keep it for yourself? No. That means you think something is for you. There may be an idea that you want it, but if Krishna wants, I will get it. So go, like the disciples, they go out and people give a lot of things. And you may like some things to keep for yourself. But we should restrain that idea. No, I am going on behalf of Guru and Krishna and things are being given. Let me go and give back. And Krishna, just like Prahlad Maharaj, he did not perform devotional service so that he can live one manvantara in this world. He was given a lot of. You can call it bonus or you can call it punishment. The one who is attracted to devotional service, living for one mantra with no direct service to the Lord, it's a punishment. But there is some concession. You will not get old by sense gratification. You will not be weakened in your senses. But separation you have to tolerate for 1 month. That you have to grant. Because, yeah, actually here we are talking about Dhruva Maharaj. Little. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was meant to live in this world for 1 manvantara because he's a good example. That's why we say devotees should live long life. When they live long life, they can influence more people in this world. If devotees live a very short life, then who will influence this world? Who will bless this world? So, if Narasimhadev benedicted Prahlad Maharaj to live for 1 manvantara, because Prahlad was very compassionate in his Prahlad Maharaj teachings, he is there. I don't want to stay in lonely places and worry about my salvation. And Prahlad Maharaj also said, I am not worried about living in big cities because I know how to save myself. We always be absorbed in the thoughts of you. So, if we stay longer in this world, because we are weak, we may become entangled. But because Prahlad Maharaj is the perfect being, is a Mahajan. So, if he stays in this material world, and he will deliver so many people, so many living entities, by engaging them, by educating them in Krishna consciousness. That's why devotees want to live longer so that I can complete my business. Devotees want to live longer because they are compassionate. They want to spread the message of Godhead. But otherwise, karmis, if they live long, they are going to accumulate more karma because they are karmis. You see, in the story which Prabhupada told, he told the butcher's son, he just died. Because if you go on living, you will commit more sinful activities. And he told the Brahmin's son, you die immediately. Because now you are living a very pious life, you die now, you will get a higher destination. But for the devotee, he said, no problem. You want to live, go on living. You want to die, no problem. Because a devotee is situated in his original position. If you die and come back, you will come back again as better devotee. If you die and go back, you are going to go back to Godhead. So for devotees, if you live longer here in this world, you are going to help many conditioned souls. So, the lesson here is, Narasimhadev, he gave the benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. Although Prahlad Maharaj actively made a request, I don't want any sense gratification. But Narasimhadev made him to rule this world, the kingdom of the demons, for 1 manvantara, so that everybody can get association of Prahlad Maharaj. So the only people to live in this world, like we say, produce children. Karmis producing children is a burden to the world, but devotees producing children. So producing children is not burden. Karmis producing children is a burden. But devotees producing children, it is auspicious. I know I met one guy in Pushkar, you know, it's in Rajasthan. And he is a Swami. He said, he is encouraged, if you have a child, I'll give you 1 lakh. Government is saying if you have family planning, we'll give increment in your salary. And that guy is saying, if you are a child, I will give 1 lakh. Increase. Because, yeah, this world is full of unwanted population. people who are Krishna conscious. That's why devotees, they don't have to worry, because they know that I'm not the maintainer, Krishna is the maintainer. So it's not like there are more children, Krishna is the maintainer. And second thing, this world needs, if devotees don't have children and karmis are filling this world with samavartha, collapse. Now, if this world is full of karmic children and they fight among themselves, which is going on around the world, that's why first thing in life is become a devotee. Everything is auspicious. Devotee making money is good, devotee producing children is good, devotee having big influence. Big influence generally makes us proud. But a devotee has big influence, very humbly, because he has influence, he can spread Krishna consciousness in a big way. So here, the benedictions are only necessary for devotees. The non-devotees, if they get benedictions, they sink deeper into the material existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yadara Svabhava Vikis.